Hello, Sebastian Lacito. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and this week we're studying donations, we're studying giving, we're studying acknowledging God, acknowledging Him as our provider. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6 says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for your liberality, which causes thanksgivings through us to God." You know, and so when you look at this, we need to really understand every word here. It says, if we sow sparingly, our harvest will be sparingly. If we sow bountifully, our harvest will be bountifully. So when you look at that, we're in control of our harvest. Who brings the harvest? Well, in verse 10, it says, may he who supplies seed, God supplies our wealth, supplies our growth, supplies our increase. May he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for your food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So God takes what we sow and increases it. So we determine what we sow with our free will. He says, if you read it, it says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." As we purpose in our heart. Many have meant to say, well, the tithe is done away with. I don't purpose that in my heart. The idea is in the New Testament, because of the privileges we have, because of the full writing of Scripture, because of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and our salvation, there is a much higher privilege that we walk in, a much higher dynamic that we walk in. The tithe should be the least that we give because of what Jesus has done for us. So let each one as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly, because if you give grudgingly or you give to be seen of men, there is no reward, there is no harvest. But in nor of necessity. Don't think it's necessary to give. You know, when you believe it's law and not of a free will of your heart, that law will not bring you a harvest. In other words, if we look at it as, oh gosh, I have to give God 10% of this, then you have eliminated the harvest. And so when you look at it, it's saying, here's how this reads in my heart. It says, as I purpose in my heart, I want to give God as much as I can, no less than 10%. It's not a necessity to me. I know that he gave me the increase, and I know that he gives me prosperity. You know, and I'm cheerful to do it because I love him, and I know him, and I know what he's done for me. And so when it goes on and it says that we're enriched so that God is able to make all grace abound to us so that we're sufficient in all things. We shouldn't look at what we have left or what we don't have. We should look at what God has increased us with and give that. It shouldn't be, well, I won't have enough to do this or I won't have enough to do that. God will give us sufficiency to pay. It's a faith thing. We can't have faith that there is a God and not believe that he wrote the book and gave us the commands that we need to walk in. So here, my encouragement to you is let the tithe be the minimum that you give and strive to do more. Anyway, thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this wherever you're watching, social media or on our website or our phone app. Allow us to grow by sending us to your network. And then please pray about becoming a partner. $10 a month or more is the minimum, 10's a minimum. We're praying for $425 a month or more donors. Pray about becoming one of those donors that gives $25 a month or more. We're praying for 400 of them so that we would have a foundation to touch lives all over the world, to give our curriculum away, produce more curriculum, because everything we do, we give away for free. We don't charge for books or DVDs, or anything that's downloaded, or anything we produce. It's all free to those that want it. We don't put any barriers in the way. So God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.